Hey. Sorry for the bad note, but you know what? You've received with the Chill Zone Pepperbox podcast, and this is your host Ayushi. So, how about you get loaded for some good fun information and just how about again I say this, the Chill Zone. Yeah. God, I was so nervous for this episode.
Me too.
Finally, I hope things work out.
Me too. I won't cross my fingers because they tend to give like bring me bad luck. It's a weird reverse psychology there with me. But yeah, I'll always hope for the better run.
Yeah. So, episode is focused on Blackpink. So, Akansha, why don't you start with what you can tell the guests about Blackpink?
Blackpink is phenomenal. Let's just start there. They are the world's first girl group, girl K-pop group to debut in US after BTS. Huge as it is, you know, the success. They are multi-talented. They are multilingual. They know almost everything. Honestly, whenever you see their performances or whatever they have created, they will leave you dumbstruck. At least that's what happened to me. The first time I saw them, it was amazing. As far as I know about the industry concept, for example, let's take YG. So a person who is wanting to be an idol in Korea, they need to have certain training. Now, to be an idol, you need to know singing, rapping. You need to have impeccable visuals, high standard over the. You need to have great dancing skills as well as these various skills that include dancing, singing, and performing at the same time, which is quite, how do I say this? It's quite hard. And people who aspire to be, you know, idols in Korea, they train for years. Now, for example, if I'm not wrong, Jennie Kim from Blackpink, the leader, she trained for almost 7 years to get into Blackpink. Like, that's a lot, honestly.
Yeah,
7 years dedicated to dancing,
that's true.
singing, you know,
And it's
rapping.
not confirmed that okay that they will be selected for the group. I mean they all have an idea, but you're not sure whether this will be success or not, right? And 7 years down your life is like a lot.
I know she. I saw interviews of her talking, you know, about the entire process, and I remember. If I'm correct, she mentioned that while I was in the training process, there were many friends of mine who just left demotivated because they didn't want to waste their prime years, you know, with on something that is not promised. But she kept on going, and I really respect her for that because what she is now is definitely worth it, and it's definitely worth the patience. Patience, sorry.
Now all our friends would be like, we should have not done it till the point. But I think so, everyone has their own journey.
You can be, you never know what's gonna happen. You just gotta keep going.
So, for the people those who don't know, SM, YG, and JYP are like the big three industries of the Korean group. So, Blackpink belongs to YG, and then your BTS actually belongs to Big Hit. That's a different story. And I'll definitely have Akansha with me on the next episode. But this time we're focusing mainly on Blackpink. So, alright, so let's start on with the individual members, right? Like you said, Jennie. Yeah.
Jennie, as you know, she's not originally from Korea. She, I think, was raised in New Zealand. And then later she came to Seoul, South Korea, to begin her training. She is a major in singing and rapping. You've seen her dance, and she's amazing at it. So that's Jennie for you. She can speak English, Korean. Oh, I forgot to mention, while in the training process, the idols who are international idols from, say, Thailand or China or Japan, they need to learn Korean.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to work hard on their Korean because, of course, you're in Korea right now and you're
trying to get into K-pop, you need to learn Korean and it has to be good. That's what they have to do as well at the same time as their training. But coming back to Jennie, she has worked her ass. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. She's worked so incredibly hard for 7 years. Oh god, I almost was about to.
Alright. So it's very interesting. I know she's had some weird. I don't know why did they go like the lazy Jennie and all that. I think so. People, like, there's so many eyes on them. Like, they get lots of scrutiny, right? And it's like, they're also, you missed still a point. I'm sure they would be also like down in their life. So they'll be like, okay, a scandal going on. Jennie has a resting bitch face, so she's super rude. She's hated the most. I'm like, yeah, why?
I don't know. People must have this in their mind. Like, if there's good, there has to be bad. And if there isn't any bad, we will create. That's Netsian's true. Sorry. But she, I don't know why she's hated. I honestly don't. As you said, her resting bitch face. I mean, it doesn't determine a person's personality. Like,
yeah,
the big no-no.
Yeah.
And you can only imagine how she feels because she has to, you know, put this face in front of everyone. You know, she's an idol, someone to look up to. And you see these rumors going around and it just, it's heartbreaking. But, you know, it only tells her how strong.
Yeah, and they're not allowed many things. Like driving, dating, and I mean, I did hear she was dating one person, but smoking, drinking, clubbing, like basically, I mean, I'm not saying smoking is good, but like a person in that age period, they tend to go out with friends, but these guys are like under scrutiny and then they put in spotlight and like criticized a lot. So, yeah, it has a dark side too.
Really, it comes at a cost, that's for sure. She, as you mentioned, the dating, she was really riled up because of that. I mean, they dug deep and they created rumors. I don't know which headline or newspaper line, you know, riled up all these rumors, but it was, she was kind of, how do I say this? She received a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
And she was rumored to be dating Kai from EXO back then. And it was everywhere on Instagram. Whenever I opened Instagram or Google or even YouTube, there were compilations allegedly, quote unquote, going on dates, this and that. And there were tons of comments in Korean and even in English or other languages just cursing at her. It sucked. And whenever there's a slight chance that an idol is maybe drinking or smoking or going out, you know, it's just... There are just, there's just so many so much backlash that they face. It's just unfair at a point.
So, moving on to the next person who got recruited. And this actually kind of loved a lot. Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Oh, my God. Tell me what you think about Lisa first. Then I'll go on, you know, just ranting about how much I love her.
Okay. Let me just reveal this. She's my girl crush. That's it. I mean, I saw her dance and I was like, wow, man, how do you do that? And like, wait, this is, the, I mean, from her, my back starts aching and she's like twisting and turning and like, she's so sexy and so, looks so simple. I tried this dress and I was like, okay, what I'm doing.
Have you seen her new choreography? I think she was dancing to Mushroom Chocolate by Quinn. She releases these little videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Her dancing to various songs. And Mushroom Chocolate was a hit. And I was awestruck. I think I've uploaded this enough on my story about how much I try to dance like her, but I just can't. Because, oh my god, I'm not going there. I'm going to make myself feel bad. But coming back to her, she is originally from Thailand.
Yeah.
And she's our main dancer in the entire, you know, in the group. She, of course, had to learn Korean when she came to Seoul. But she is an amazing dancer, an amazing performer, amazing rapper. If you've heard their, of course you must have heard her previous singles and albums. I really love her rap in Bombaya. Their first song got out amazing hit.
Yeah.
That's the way I think I went into them through that song. But she is amazing. She's a little ball of fire, and whenever she comes on stage, she leaves you awestruck and questioning your sexuality.
And her face is like very innocent this time. And then the minute she opens her mouth, it's like, okay, whoa, she's damn cool. And the way she holds the stage presence is amazing. She's the most followed, I think so, girl, K-pop idol girl in the on Instagram.
I think so too, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely do, and I keep rewatching her dancing and everything. It's just, oh, it's the best. She does it great. That's all I have to say for Lisa. She's amazing, and you will always love her, no matter what.
Yeah. So as we move on, so let's go to Jisoo. I hope I'm saying it right.
So yeah,
Okay.
it's Jisoo. If I'm not wrong, I don't know her entire name. But Jisoo, she's originally from Seoul. She's our main vocal in the group. And she was, I guess, she's just amazing. If you've heard her vocals in, you'll just, I don't know, I fell in love with her vocals when I listened to Stay. They're from, if I'm not wrong, Square.
It was square two.
Yeah, it was Square 2. And her vocals in Square 2, especially in Stay, were my personal favorite. She also tends to be the underrated one,
Yeah.
which I'm gonna say this out loud. She deserves all the attention. She's a little Pikachu, and she deserves all the attention because she's precious and she is hardworking in what she does. All of her hooks and all of her verses in all these songs are just mesmerizing. I love her.
Yeah, I think so. She's usually overshadowed by every member, and then people tend to go like, okay, if Jisoo comes, she might just pull down. It there was a thing like that. Like once they were about to go to USA, they were like, okay, Jisoo will pull them down and everything. And I was like, that's a lot, man.
I agree. That's where unhealthy biased attention or affection towards a certain idol affects the other members, because I've seen a lot of comments, you know, just they under I think their recent MVs where people are just targeting like, oh, I think, you know, Jisoo could do better, this and that. But there were luckily equal comments of people saying like, listen, Jisoo needs the spotlight, she's doing great. She even worked hard a lot on her dancing, and you can see the progress from I think from Playing with Fire to Doo 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 and Kill This Love. She's amazing in it.
She is, and even her visuals are so great. Like, it's stunning.
So
Stunning.
pretty. I love it. I can only understand why, you know, YG recruited her. She's so pretty.
I also saw her once supporting Sinky. All beauty is great and everything. Like, she's not discouraging people. Okay, you should put this or put that. She's like encouraging the fans that, you know, natural beauty is good and everything. So I like that about her. And obviously, next comes our Oz, Rosé. Rosé.
Yes, her Park Tae Young, that's her real name. She was from New Zealand as well. She grew up in New Zealand and went to Australia and then came to
Yeah.
Seoul to finally start training for YG to become a K-pop idol. And if you've seen, I think the this one clip of her, she was, I don't know, I think she was a teenager. And she was singing with her guitar. It got so famous on YouTube, and it was so adorable to see. I think, have you seen that clip?
Yeah, I've seen it. And you know what? There was this, she had participated in some vocal for Big Bang, and that had got famous. But YG did not unveil it that it was Rosé. And later on, they said, okay, it was Rosé who had that introductory type of. So it was very, okay, wow. That's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah. the companies, they tend to do that because sometimes you need backup singers and opening how do I say this, vocals for another group's song. So they usually tend to get help from the rookie. And I think Rosie must have been a rookie there, of course. So, yeah, they don't tend to reveal the identity because, of course, the group hasn't debuted yet, sorry. So, yeah, she was there. A lot of hidden vocals. You can find a lot of her vocals.
Let's talk about their past singles, like Boombayah, right? It was their first song.
Yes, it was their debut. Ugh, Boombayah, oh my God, just... If you've seen, I've seen the video so many times, and I got so addicted to that song that at a point I don't remember the entire choreography now, but I did, and I was going to participate in a dance competition. I'm sorry, for my college, and I was gonna perform Boombayah. Single-handedly doing that.
Oh my God.
I know, and I was so confident because it's such a great song. You know, you listen to it and you just start pumping, like, yeah, let's do this shit. But that's how much I love it. Their past single, Boombayah, was an amazing debut. It definitely put them on the radar, that's for sure. What do you think about it?
I think, like, it was a good start because it, like, usually if you debut, right, it takes time to come in the light, work hard to get to. So this was like a good part for them. I love Boombayah because I remember seeing the thumbnail and just clicking on it. I was like listening to one of the BTS song and I was like, let me just see, what is it? I listened to this and okay, then I was in all Blackpink song. Then I started listening to their Baby Na Talk Suraga. Nah, there you go. I'm forgetting the title, but I remember that.
I know. It was... Oh, there are so many things up for the way I got into Blackpink and Big Bang. I didn't know Big Bang a lot back then because the first K-pop media or audio piece that I heard was BTS's Pitam Namur for Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Same. Same. And I fell for Jimin for a second.
Oh, don't even get me started on that guy. I'm going to save Jimin talk for the next time we talk about
this will Jimin. Require a whole episode.
Oh, definitely. It definitely will. But it's worth it. That's all I'm going to say. If it's BTS, it's worth it. But coming back...
So stay tuned.
Definitely stay tuned.
Yeah. And now I think so. Do 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 has been one of the most viewed songs of a K-pop idol group. So it's going to do it. I think so. Their songs are very pop kind of this thing, like energy ones.
Definitely.
So yeah.
And I was talking about how I got into Blackpink. So it was Blood, Sweat, Tears. And it was stuck in my head for I don't know how long. But later I. The recommendations, and there was Stay and Playing with Fire. But I don't know, I think Playing with Fire was the first one that caught my attention. And the way, I don't know, the song is just so, so nice and catchy. It just stays in your head.
Yeah, it does.
Forever. The choreography. And Lisa, I'm sorry, but Lisa, so good. She danced the heck out of that song.
It's like you always tend to learn Lisa's part. Or at least remember that. That is tend to play in her head a lot.
Oh, all the time.
Like even in that, I give it up, baby. You better catch me. The na 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 X is an O. So it was like that. That was in my head for a long time. This whistle.
Yeah, whistle. Whistle, ba-da-ba-ba. Oh, make him whistle like a missile. Bomb, bomb.
That's it, you're done.
Let me show up. Throw up.
Throw up.
Oh my God, did I say throw up? Lord. Oh Lord, I
should. It's okay, many people.
Oh. Miss your voice. Like in K-pop songs, you always miss your voice and become very funny afterwards.
Yeah, like I just said, throw up.
Now people will be like,
I didn't remember listening to that. What the heck? But yeah, that was one thing. Got a few.
I was talking about their collaboration with Dua Lipa, Lady Gaga, and Selena Gomez.
Oh my god. Don't even get me started on that. It is. What do you think about the latest single with Selena?
It's very cute and girlish kind of thing. It's like it's actually sticks in your head, okay? I'm been singing ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream.
Ah, ice cream, chill. I know. I don't remember the words, but Selena, she enters with a diamonds on my wrist, so you call me ice cream. It's just amazing. Yeah, yeah. And ice cream, chillin', chillin', ice cream. And then Rosé just goes, you look so good, you look so sweet. Something like that. But I love it. I love it. Rosé also kind of made me, I think, start singing.
Oh.
Yeah, Rosé was... I wasn't too keen about singing in Korean because mispronunciations. And then instead of grow up, you say throw up. But... Rosé, when I first heard Rosé, then I went on to listen to Seulgi from Red Velvet, but all these female idols, they kind of made me want to sing, and they made me want to do it so hard that I later learned to, you know, write Korean and read Korean and how to do it properly. So there was a point in time where I could read and write Korean. So K-pop has done a lot for me. Like a lot.
That does happen. Once you get in that Korean thing, you're just going to go to K-dramas, K-pop, and you tend to learn Korean just because there's like a small dream in your head. If I meet my idol, I should be able to talk in Korean.
I know. I really, really want to meet. I mean, I'd love to meet Blackpink, that's for sure. And I don't know why, but I really want to have this one conversation with Jisoo because she's so obsessed with Pokemons and like anime in general. And I don't know much about it, but now that I'm starting to get into it with Ghibli and Naruto and everything, I don't know. I just feel like conversing with them and, of course, any other idol who's into it.
Yeah,
it's the main motive. It's crazy. I mean, Korean is an amazing language. K-pop has definitely, you know, made me get into the Korean culture.
True.
It's diverse.
And I'm happy to see that of foreign, like, music. Like, when I was a child, I used to see VMAs. It was only English speaking artists. Now there's, like, a different language that's coming. They won a VMA in How You Like That. Even BTS won couples. It's so good to see all of that.
I know, representation, cultural representation. And that too from the other side of the world. It's crazy.
And seeing all of them collaborate with all these queens, it was like Lady Gaga and Blackpink. I was like, oh my god, Shloka, like my sister. I was like, Shloka, look, they're collaborating. Yeah. Look, they're collaborating. She's not more of a K-pop fan. She's like, okay, yeah, Lady Gaga's there, okay, I'll listen to it.
Oh, they did amazing with that. They also, if you remember this one single of theirs, So Hot, it was a cover of I think it was Girls' Generation or CLC. I'm not sure, I might be wrong about this. But you need to listen to So Hot immediately if you haven't. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good. And this... everyone's part is amazing.
Oh, I love it. Every other part. I mean, Rosé and Jisoo, they get the vocals. And both of them, Jisoo's vocals, let me just say it out there, Jisoo's vocals are not odd, but unique. And everyone needs to agree to that because it is a fact. And Rosé, you've heard Rosé sing. Need I say more?
But I think so. Jisoo definitely deserves more lines. Jisoo, right? That's like most of the fans complained, like
as well.
Yeah, there have been tons of petitions even to YG to understand. Like, my girl needs more lines, and she better get them immediately. I mean, even an ice cream. There weren't many lines for.
Yeah, the only thing was ice cream, chillin'. That's.
Come on, let her shine. Even in Stay, I don't know why, but I adore her vocals in Stay.
I actually like her vocals. This is video keeps on floating of them performing, and you tend to see that on loop.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. The thing, bad thing about K-pop, I find like I love K-pop, the fandoms being in one of, I mean, beautiful, but the worst thing is the fan wars. I mean, I understand being in a liking an idol or so, you feel like okay, my idol should get everything. Fan wars, like you know, tend to demotivate the other idol groups and insult them, and we forget, okay, yeah, these are also people.
Yeah, and they want the best for you. I agree. There was, if you know, I think it was Blackpink and Red Velvet who were pitted against each other. Fans, of course. Back, they were, I mean, they completely missed the point. They don't want to compete with each other, but they're just unique in their own spotlight. I think there should be a spotlight. Everybody has their own spotlight and they shine, and everyone should shine and let each other shine. I wish fans understood that more. I'll always wish for that.
Yeah, I mean, I like Twice has a different girlish vibe. Blackpink has a more strong vibe. So they're both different in their own retrospect. Competing with each other does not make, they bring different things to the table.
They definitely do. Twice is amazing in their own, of course. I'm a Once as well. Many fandoms. Let me just say,
Even
what
I.
fandoms are you part of?
Let's start with Army.
Oh, definitely.
Yay! If you're asking me fandoms, I can go all day. I mean, I can start from Taylor Swift to Blackpink, and nowadays I start liking IU songs a lot, like 3-4 I've been listening. And there's this Red Velvet, this Twice, this EXO, even GOT7. I was today just listening to that. That
Amazing. Hold on.
one.
Oh, is it? Oh, I just right.
Yeah, it's that one. It's that
Just
one.
right. Yeah, I love that one. That's how I got into GOT7. So many
Yeah.
recommendations. I might just DM you the recommendations that I have for every.
it up on the thing so everyone should be like, okay, go ahead. India is now a bit accepting K-pop, and there's still a long way to go. So nowadays also people be like, oh, you're listening to K-pop, why? You should be like, no, don't listen to it. And like, ah, please man, it's just pop in different language.
Yeah, before when I was in eighth, I think it was eighth grade, yep. I got into K-pop in eighth or seventh grade, I'm not sure. But back then, in school, I would go on and tell my friends, like, hey, I've discovered BTS and these guys, this thing called K-pop, and these guys have, songs in Korean, but they're so nice to listen to. I don't understand a thing, but you should give it a try. And my friends are like, oh no, it's weird. And the worst thing to listen to from other people is, look at the way they dress. They look like girls. No, they don't.
Yeah, it was like I listened to this Girls' Generation song. So I got so obsessed with it because that time Gangnam Style had come, so I started exploring a bit, okay, this Korean language and everything. I showed my friend, like, look, here is them. And they're like, hey, why are you listening to them? It's not. They're like, okay, I'm fine. Then I was like, I'll just listen to it. But if I find a person who looks like a K-pop like me, they'll be like, I know you. I want to talk to you.
I think that's how we first started talking.
Yeah. I don't even recall if I've talked to you in real life. I listened to BTS and I was like, okay, wait. Except, what do you know about BTS? Start talking. I also come. I
Let's
also
just
come.
share our knowledge. Share everything. BTS had cards. Oh, let's share cards. Like Pokemon.
It was like a Pokemon card kind of thing, right? If they had K-pop cards, we'll be like, these are my cards.
Yeah, there you go. You can trade me that Jimin. I'll give you my Jin. I mean, it's quite valuable. Jin, first of all, again, underrated, same as Jisoo, is an amazing person. And I'm gonna say it out there because he deserves the spotlight. They are one altogether. They
That's the
have
thing.
individual qualities and abilities, but they stand out and stay together and stand together at the same time. Sorry. That's the thing about, how do I say this? It's it's almost sad how people pit idols against each other because they don't have anything better to do.
Yeah, that's the thing I think. So BTS does not face as much as Blackpink. And they do, but to the point, BTS they view as a family and Blackpink as individual people.
That's just hypocrisy.
Hmm.
Like, why? You people need to learn to treat their idols right. If you treat, you know, it's the baseline should be treating all the groups like you treat everyone else equally and not, you know, do not be toxic. How do I say this? Do not be biased in a toxic way, you know, that will let another idol to question itself. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're here to support them. You're here to love them, listen to them. And so they are doing the same thing. They're here to present their art to you, you know, wanting you to accept it and embrace it as they did. And I think that's what we should focus on rather than pitting these beautiful girls against each other. I remember them discussing things on their lives, like, you know, we're sisters or family. We've been through stuff so much. Jisoo and Jennie, they've known each other, I think, the longest. But both of them, there was a point where Jennie and Jisoo were, you know, Jisoo was undermined whenever she was in front of Jennie. And they portrayed in, I think, Blackpink House, this series was just them being best friends, and I think people should remember that.
That's true, that's true.
I'm thinking these girls have potential. I'm happy that it's one thing. Like, these girls have potential. You have should see the Coachella performance. It was amazing. You'll be like, wow. Like, you'll fall for Jennie, you'll fall for Lisa, you'll fall for Jisoo, you'll fall for Rosé. All of them shown. Kill This Love literally was released last year. And Soul Candy was released this in 1 year gap. What's going on?
I have a theory that they have almost close to 50, 30 songs just, you know, laying in the background. But they're not
Yeah.
focused because there were these videos of, I think there were fans outside the YG Entertainment building and they heard music being played and they kind of thought or recognized the voices or the singers as the Blackpink members. And it was just heartbreaking to know, like, okay, there must be more material inside the building, but they're just not focusing enough on Blackpink to, you know, let it out. It sucks because they deserve so much.
They do, definitely they do.
This pos you know, this podcast is letting me, you know, letting me out my fangirl moment. Like, I've never fangirled over a group for a long time, and I am enjoying every bit of it. Let me just tell you that, and thank you.
It's like knowing a voice of a fan girl, like a deep inside, you going to a child and asking you, beta, what do you think of K-pop? What do you think of Blackpink? Just tell out, but out.
Exactly, I'm giving you the chance. You can just go bollocks over it. And I did.
was a very entertaining and fun episode. So, how about this? Where do you have any social message or anything you want to be vocal for? Any like last message for the people?
The last message, regardless the group, but in general, would be kind to each other. You know, or at this point, 2020 has been a train wreck. Let's just acknowledge that for a moment, and let's acknowledge the people who have passed: Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, especially. Amazing,
Rest in peace.
fought so much. Rest in peace. And that's what I want to say. Like, all we need right now is peace. So be kind to each other and understand. And just know that there's a long way to go, and that we should not be focusing on what's happening right now, but what's to come.
All right. Thank you so much. And people, she will be in other episode of talking about BTS, obviously. So yeah, we'll have two parts of BTS. So in the second part, definitely we'll have Akansha with us.
I am excited. I'm just gonna say that. Extremely excited, and I'm gonna go crazy. Just a head no.
Now I think so. It'll be like, if I have a K-pop episode, I'll be like, what? Let me get the K-pop goal. It is Akansha, Shafi. It's Akansha.
That is so sweet of you. That is very sweet of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.